Good morning. How's everyone doing today? Are you happy to be at church this morning? Are you excited? Of course, Sunday is such an amazing day of the week when we come together, assemble the entire congregation, and we gather around the table of the Lord where we can take of the Holy Communion, right? Okay. There is a special event that's happening this weekend. Do you know what's happening this weekend? It's a historical event for our church. Can you take any guesses? Are you aware of anything that's happening in our church this weekend? We have... What? No one has a clue? Your parents never told you? Or you never heard? Yes?
We're getting the church.
Excellent. Good. Were you aware of that? You know that God willing, maybe by tomorrow we're going to have the church land, and it's going to be in our name, and we're going to have the deed so we can, God willing, build our own church. Were you aware of that? Yeah? Okay. It's really important that our children and our youth are aware of these things, because you are the future. You are not only the future, but you are the present also. You influence the church and the ministry, and your presence in the church is so essential. Did you know from before that you are so important? Or no one told you? Is it news to you? I hope it's not news, because we rely on our children and our youth to build not only the future, but the present. The present. But here is a challenge. Here is a challenge. As a church grows, starts and grows and becomes to have more members, unfortunately something starts to happen. What do you think happens? What is the good side of a growing church and having land and building our own church? What's the advantage and what's the disadvantage? What do you think, in your opinion? What are the advantages of a growing church? Would you like to be part of a growing church? Of course. Why? Give me why you want to be a part of a growing church. Yes? It's a new community. Excellent. Why else? So more people could fit, could have more friends, right? Why else? What else? Part of a growing community, what happens to the church? You have... Any guesses? Maybe you have more activities, right? More outings, more fun things to do, more people to meet, and that's all great. Okay, what is the disadvantage? What is the disadvantage? What do you think? Can you guess? Yes? Okay, you can get distracted with all the people and you won't have any time to pray. That could happen. Okay, give me other guesses. What is the disadvantage of a growing church? Dave?
If there's too many people, you're not close.
Yeah, actually that does happen quite a bit. You're not just close with a few people, but people tend to get lost in the midst of a church. After knowing each person who walks into the church and every child and every youth, all of a sudden you find that a group are gathering here and a group are gathering there and a group there, and people don't have as much fellowship anymore as we used to. So what is our responsibility? Why are we talking about this? There is a special message in the reading of the Acts today, if we have heard it, okay, that gave us a hint about how the early church in the first century, even though it was growing, they were always close to one another, and they had this sense of a family. They never lost touch of anyone. What was the key to the success of the early church, in your opinion? Okay, hold this mic. I'm going to read for you again a passage from the Acts. And I want you to pick up from it some of the lessons of the early church, how it was growing, but at the same time, they never lost their love and the touch of each other. No one felt alienated. No one felt that they are not important. They were like one big happy family. And this is what we need to do. And it is your responsibility to maintain this love within the community. Because the children are very social and they're loving. And they can, like social butterflies, they can go to one person and welcome another person and be close to another person and laugh with another person. And you are the glue that keeps this community together. Do you believe it or not? You believe it? I hope you do. You are the glue that keeps the church connected together. Right? Because of your friends. And when you're friends, then the families are friends. And when you are cheerful and happy, then everyone else around you is happy. I'm going to read for you a few verses from Acts chapter 2, from verse 42. And you have to tell me the keys for the success of a growing church. Are you paying attention? Okay? Here it is. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Okay? Try to pick up just one word out of these verses. Okay? The keys for a successful church, a growing church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, divided them amongst all, and as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. You see the end result of these verses? What did God do to the church, to the early church? God added daily to the church those who are being saved. So what were the keys of successful growing church, the first church? Good. Some hands are up. That means you're paying attention. Give me words. Fellowship. That's a big word. What does fellowship mean? Good. People are together and communicating. So there is no alienation in the church. Everyone who came into their assembly, they felt welcomed right away. Okay. Fellowship is an excellent key word. Another key word? Everything in common. What does that mean? Yes, everyone is different. If someone is having a good day, everyone is having a good day. If one is having a bad time or someone passed away in the family, everyone joins together in the joyful time and also in the not so joyful time, in the sad time. Everything they had in common. Fellowship, everything in common. A simple heart. Thank you. What does a simple heart mean, Patrick? Tell me. Very good point. He said that we have to be lighthearted and not to take stuff seriously all the time. Excellent point. Have to be a cheerful church. Joyful. Not like in a sarcastic way and making fun of each other. No. But because the peace of God is in our heart, because we have so much joy in our heart, we are keeping this simplicity and keeping our fellowship together in Christ all the time. I like that very much. Simplicity. So fellowship, all things in common, simplicity of heart. Other words, other key words. You remember? Any other words? How about having favor with all people? Having favor with all people means that not only inside the church, but outside the church, we were living a Christian life. So Christian life is not only inside the four walls of the church, but as we move outside, we are also living in Christ. Okay? So what else? What about breaking of bread together? Breaking bread together. Do you think that's a key for the success of the church? Why is it? Excellent. Caring for others. Not only egocentric, focusing on ourselves, but focusing on others. Which means that also breaking the bread is having communion together. Right? Partaking of the same body and blood of Christ. This is a key for the success of a growing church. What about prayers? They join together in prayers. Do you think prayers are important for a successful growing church? What do you think? Why? Sure. The church is nothing without prayers. Okay? We can have the best fellowship, but unless we are spiritually focused, we are not a successful growing church. Right? How about in the right doctrine? What does the word doctrine mean? What do you think the word doctrine means? Is it a tough word? It means? Mm-hmm. Very good, excellent. The right faith, the right rules to follow. So we have to have the right faith in the church to be a successful, growing church. It's really important to keep focus on these points. Who can say to them again? We said maybe about 6 points. 6 keys for the success of a growing church so that people won't get lost in between. Number one, huh? You can just say them out loud. Fellowship, huh? All things in common, hmm? Yes? Togetherness, huh? Yes? Huh? Keeping the right doctrine, the right faith, yes? Huh? Prayer, yes? Simple hearted. Excellent. God bless you all. You've been great. And glory be to God forever. Amen.